Unimproved Opportunities by Booker T. Washington, narrated by Sam Cousy. Several of the things which I shall say to you tonight may not sound very agreeable or encouraging to many of you, yet I think you will agree with me that they are facts that cannot be denied. We must recognize the fact, in the first place, that our condition as a race is, in a large measure, different from the condition of the white race by which we are surrounded, that our capacity is very largely different from that of the people of the white race. I know we like to say the opposite. It sounds well in compositions, does well in rhetoric, and makes a splendid essay for us to make the opposite assertion. It does very well in the newspaper article, but when we come down to the hard facts, we must acknowledge that our condition and capacity are not equal to those of the majority of the white people with whom we come in daily contact. Of course, that does not sound very well, but to say that we are equal to the whites is to say that slavery was no disadvantage to us. That is the logic of it. To illustrate, suppose a person has been confined in a sick room, deprived of the use of his faculties, the use of his body and senses, and that he comes out and is placed by the